and I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's last-ditch plan to keep the government temporarily open has collapsed. AP correspondent Stephen Gross reports the looming government shutdown appears likely because of ongoing divisions in the GOP.
A government shutdown appears all but inevitable at this point after House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's plan to provide stopgap funding failed to pass the House after hardline conservatives voted against it.
The vote was 198-232 with hard 21 right Republicans voting to sink the package. Suicide bombings ripped through two mosques in Pakistan Friday, killing at least 57 people, injuring dozens more as believers marked the birthday of Prophet Muhammad. Police and health officials said. Rachel Faber tells us more.
It happened as worshippers marked the birthday of the Prophet Muhammad. The first blast hit in the southwestern Baluchistan province, where a district health official said more than 50 were killed. Dozens more were injured, many of them seriously. The second attack was in a neighboring province. Rescue officials say at least five were killed. The blast reportedly trapped dozens under the rubble. Witnesses at the site of the first blast said they could see multiple bodies, including children, as the injured cried out for help. The gathering was at a mosque belonging to a sect generally considered more moderate than other hardline Islamic sects. No group immediately claimed responsibility for either of the blasts.
Reuters' Rachel Faber reporting. Because of procedural changes in how the U.S. government processes some green cards, faith communities across the country may lose thousands of leaders and workers. There's suddenly a nearly five-year wait for green cards for religious workers, meaning most of those now here on temporary visas.